Hey, I'm Julia, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Today, we're going to be talking about Ella Enchanted. Now, Ella Enchanted is one of those movie spin-offs of the classic fairy tale Cinderella. But in this movie, Ella, who's played by a young Anne Hathaway, has been given the gift, or really the so-called gift, of obedience. So whenever anyone told her to do anything, she was cursed to have to follow instructions without having any say in the matter. Her family obviously wanted to keep this a secret because someone with bad intentions could take advantage of her. But of course, the secret gets out to her evil stepsister, and her sister forces her to steal, cut ties with her only real friend, and a myriad of other awful, awful things unfold in the story. So upon rewatching this movie recently, it got me thinking. I think one of the kindest things that God has ever given to us is the gift of free will. He didn't create us to be like robots that had to follow instructions without any choice. In fact, God wanted us to choose Him back and wants us to choose Him back the way that He chose us first. And while we make bad decisions with our free will, He's slow to anger, patient, and beyond merciful. And it's His mercy, His grace, His forgiveness that's meant to compel us to change, to pick up our cross, and to follow Him and His plan. Obedience. It's a heavy word. Sometimes it can make Christians feel burdened, like we can't do what we want. Like if we surrender our lives fully, truly, to God, He's gonna take and take and take until we're gonna be left feeling defeated, and we're gonna be a modern day version of Job, right? But don't miss this. God is greater than the blessings He gives. I'll say it again, God is greater than the blessings He gives us. God knows that every blessing that we cling to over Him, our idols, our worldly possessions can fade away, or worse, lead us down a path of destruction. But God's promise to us is that He will never leave or forsake us. And He is everything we need. And the Bible says that we gotta trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. And if we do that, He'll make our paths straight. He's not here to just take. He wants to give. He wants to give us wisdom, give us healthy relationships, give us peace. But He knows that the only source of all those things is Him. And we need to have a relationship with the Father to get those blessings. The good news is that He wants to have a relationship with us, and not just the overarching us as humanity, but you specifically. But He's not gonna force you. The invitation, however, is always there. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God takes so that He can give you something greater. And what's greater is Him. So if you want blessings and want relationship with God and all the good promises of the Bible, you've got to be obedient. And the great news about that is that God helps us with that too. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind." And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Now, that's freedom. He set us free from sin. We're no longer bound and chained to have to follow our flesh, right? So let's take advantage of that freedom. God doesn't want to withhold blessing, but He can't fully bless what you do without your obedience. So let's choose obedience to God. Let's choose life. Let's choose God back. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Julia for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, just run your race.